USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The former girlfriend of the late disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein is facing six counts related to her allegedly helping him sexually abuse young girls, at least one who was as young as 14. Epstein accuser Jennifer Arroyas welcoming the news, saying on NBC this morning,
"This arrest probably, I think, represents, you know, a completely new beginning, you know, for justice for all the survivors."
The nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says COVID-19 may be mutating to help it spread more easily. Fauci saying yesterday researchers are working to confirm the possible mutation and what it actually means when it comes to the pandemic. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
China says it will take all necessary countermeasures, in its words, if the U.S. moves ahead with a Hong Kong sanctions bill. That warning from early today, coming after the U.S. Senate approved the Hong Kong Autonomy Act, sending it to President Trump for his signature. The bill punishing banks that do business with Chinese officials who implement harsh new security laws on Hong Kong. A Chinese foreign affairs spokesman saying the bill has grossly interfered in China's internal affairs and seriously violates international law. SAG-AFTRA is telling actors not to work on Michael Bay's next film. The union issuing a do-not-work order for Bay's upcoming pandemic thriller, Songbird. The order reportedly issued because the company did not complete a signatory process with the union for that film. And this is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
For the first time in decades, more Americans are likely to see more immigration. The latest Gallup poll finding that 34% of Americans surveyed would like to see immigration increase, while 28% would like to see it drop. 36% say they think immigration should stay at the current levels. It's the first time, though, since 1965 that Gallup has shown people wanting more immigration, outnumbering those backing a drop in immigration. Well, there are some very strange parties taking place in Alabama, and USA Radio's John Hunt explains.
City officials in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, are warning that several students are throwing coronavirus parties where people who have the virus are invited to intentionally infect others. The Tuscaloosa Fire Chief Randy Smith said at a city council hearing that these parties have now been happening for several weeks. They said they thought it was a rumor at first and did research and confirmed that doctors had the same information. The state's Department of Public Health said in a statement that anyone who is in violation of the governor's health order faces misdemeanors and fines. A city councilor said that money is collected at the parties and whoever gets the coronavirus first wins the cash. This is USA Radio News.
Remember, you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.